You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
This is Tech in Real Life.
Our guide to tech in real life is Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Lizzie. You and I are going to have a contest.
Okay, I got one.
All right, you got one.
I got
one.
That guy right
I
there with the backpack.
I got that girl over there. She's on her phone. She just made it across the street.
This lady's listening to music here, pink dress. She
I think you're
bags,
beating me.
Yeah,
this guy's got a phone.
That guy's
He's got
phone.
A phone
Definitely
and a cigarette.
Phone. That guy on a bike on a phone.
On a
with
bike
the headphones
on a phone.
In. Let's talk about the reason that we're here. Why are we talking about people on their phones and all of these random New Yorkers?
Okay, so as you can guess, using your device while you're traveling, whether you're riding your bike, walking the streets, driving a car, is a huge issue. It's a growing issue. It's a growing cause of accidents, all sorts of things. So the city is working on this thing. They're trying to get to zero pedestrian deaths in the city per year. It's called Vision Zero. It's a project between the Department of Transportation and the mayor's office. They're trying to improve safety at 50 intersections every year. We're at 3rd Avenue right now. They're working on some of these uptown, downtown avenues to do so. They're doing things like adding in extra crosswalks. They're extending the sidewalk section on corners so that crosswalks are actually shorter. They're trying to create, and there goes a bus right now, sort of more obvious delineation between bus lanes, bike lanes, driving lanes. That's part of it, but also AT&T launched a program this summer in New York called Connected Intersections. It's basically a contest. They are delivering about $50,000 in contest money to developers in the city who are designing ways to use people's devices to help them be more aware of their surroundings, which is an interesting idea, right?
This isn't just about New York and New Yorkers, though. This is happening in a lot of other places, or similar ideas.
Yeah, it's happening all over the place. Now, for instance, there's a company called Mobile Eye that's actually using your smartphone as a dashboard-mounted device, and it's using your car and your phone to detect pedestrians and try and give you early warnings about pedestrians who are on the street or might be on the street up in front of you. In Australia, there's a company called Traffic Tech that's actually building pedestrian pads, really thin pedestrian pads that detect when someone is walking on them. And of course, this pad will actually communicate with the traffic lights to tell it when pedestrians are off the street, when they're on the street. There's another company in Belgium that's doing the same thing, but traffic light based. So it's from the traffic light, it's trying to detect pedestrians and change lights according to pedestrians. Now, you've experienced that in a car, right? But this is the
yeah.
opposite thing.
How do you make sure that these tech solutions designed to make you a more aware pedestrian don't just make you more aware of your phone?
Yes. This is a big question, right? And it's a big problem for developers. No matter what, I don't know if you've heard about, I think they call it text neck, this thing that people get. They get sore necks from looking down all the time and texting. If you're interacting with your device, you're not interacting with the environment around you. This is an issue. But there are ways in which actually people's devices can warn vehicles. There's actually a project that Nissan is doing where it's triangulating between pedestrians' phones, GPS, and your vehicle to tell you when people are getting in your way and or might be in your way in the future. And phones might deliver you warnings when you're starting to cross the street. It might beep at you or something if you're starting to cross the street that you shouldn't be crossing at that time, things like that. But it's a huge problem.
Spin it forward for me. What's this intersection going to look like in a couple of years? How is this going to be different?
What we can imagine is, in different cities, they're going to be trying these kinds of technologies. Companies are going to be trying them. Municipalities are going to be trying them. As this problem becomes more and more obvious and more pronounced, all sorts of organizations are going to try and fix it. So I think what that means in the near term is an explosion of options for trying to improve transportation, trying to improve people's awareness as they interact with their devices. In the far term, hopefully what we'll see is some of these things will be successful. Some of them will be a mess. The ones that are a mess will fail. The ones that are successful will result in some form of, I guess, uniformity as you're traveling around in a particular country from town to town. You might see some of the same stuff and it might have some of the same kinds of technology embedded in it to hopefully help protect you from yourself.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.